Taylor Swift's new album, Dead Poets Society.
Album.
No, I was kidding. That's a movie starring Robin Williams. What's the title of her album?
The Tortured Poets Department.
Tortured Poets Department. But, Morgan, there is parallels to the old film. Anyway, we're going to get to this album. Is it blasphemous? Is it graphic? Because there's been kind of a little bit of outrage among Christians, surprise, surprise. But let's really break this down, and let's just see if the outrage is warranted. Also, Morgan, the people want to know, are you jiving with the ho-no-mo revolution of Sister Cindy?
Ho-no-mo, ho-no-mo.
We want your honest thoughts on it. We want to hear what the Momo has to say. All that and more.
What the Mo has to say.
Yes, the Mo-no-mo. All this and more. Let's talk about it. Taylor Swift. First.
Okay, there's a fly flying around, and if it lands on me.
I'll get it. I'll go like this. Oh boy. Morgan, Taylor Swift album. Go.
Oh, okay. Straight into it. All right. Oh, well, guys.
She's at it again.
The devil fly is going to drive me insane. Taylor Swift is at it again. She's dropped an album, and let's talk about it. Okay, honestly, I'm just going to be really, really real.
Okay.
Yeah, I always am.
I'm excited because I've been seeing both sides. Like, I've been seeing Christians weigh in and come at it from both sides very passionately.
Okay, yes. Where to start? What to address
first? I know.
Wow.
Okay, so you've listened to a good amount of the album?
I think I've listened to every song but like the last three or something like that. It took me a very long time to get through it.
You've got a pretty good feel of the album.
Yes, definitely.
I was listening to it today for research purposes. I was as well.
All right. Everyone who loves Taylor Swift, I'm sure there are some people on here. Don't be offended. You can keep loving Taylor Swift if that's what you want to do. But I would challenge you, if you're like, I'm on here to like make fun of them for talking about Taylor Swift or whatever they say, I'm just going to like crack up and brush off. Like, that's, you know, if you're a Christian, that's not where your heart should be. So I just ask that you would humble yourself, and we will humble ourselves and not act like we know all the answers or know exactly what you should do in your life. So
very good.
So here's my thoughts on Taylor Swift. I loved her when she first started out. Well, okay.
Who didn't?
I wasn't a Swiftie, but like I enjoyed her stuff, you know, it was fun. Exactly. Who didn't?
Who didn't?
As she progressed, and I'd say, what was it? 1989 was like the last album maybe that I was like, okay, I like some songs but not all. And then like the albums after that was like, ugh, okay, I'm out, I don't really care anymore. But I genuinely feel like Christians and non-Christians who call themselves Swifties have made Taylor Swift an idol in their lives. And we know as believers, like, nothing should be an idol in our life. Not our husbands, not our kids, not our jobs, nothing. We've made Taylor Swift an idol in our lives. And I'm speaking like I'm one of them. I'm not a Swiftie. and she can do no wrong. She can say no wrong. She can sing no wrong. She can dance no wrong. She can wear no wrong. She can act no wrong. And that's genuinely concerning for me when I look at the Christians who, like, I would say, like, have solid walks with the Lord, but, like, cannot see past their Taylor Swift idol to, like, realize, oh, I should, like, probably break this down and maybe not be so attached and offended when someone says, like, why are you so obsessed with Taylor Swift? Or, hey, like, don't you think that her newest album is kind of like blasphemous towards God? Like, why are you so in support of it? Why are you buying tickets to her concert? you know, like, we shouldn't be like super offended when we're asked those questions because they're valid questions. Now, here's the thing. If someone is asking those questions about Taylor Swift, but then they're off listening to, I don't even know. So I don't even listen to music, so I don't know.
Ariana Grande?
Sure, Ariana Grande. Or I saw someone like post, I think it was Alex Clark from Politics. She posted a screenshot of lyrics from a country music artist, Kane Brown. Don't know who he is, but the lyrics were terrible. And he was, and she was like, I do have to admit, I can't, because she's a Swiftie. She's like, I can't get past these lyrics. And she like shared a screenshot of those lyrics, which I knew they weren't Taylor Swift's. And she was like, psych, these are Kane Brown, you sickos, and you love him. And so I see where she's coming from.
Well, let's get to another one, because I had that she posted to X, Alex Clark, who runs Poplitics. She does a lot of good work. We like a lot of what she does. She is a Christian and a big Swiftie. She posted this. Morgan, tell me your thoughts.
Okay.
Kanye, now making PORN company. Will Christian conservatives be making viral posts and videos about this, calling him out?
Okay,
question mark.
Yes.
Hold on, hold on. Just Taylor Swift, innocently in her eyes, making religious analogies and metaphors to describe romantic feelings? Okay, you all are grifters and frauds.
Oh, Alex! Okay, that's way too far. Yes, first of all, every Christian influencer out there that I know will be making a YouTube video about Kanye West. Several have already. But two, Taylor Swift, as Alex Clark has said many times, is a genius in a lot of ways. She knows exactly what she be doing with those Christian references.
That was my initial, because I was listening to Taylor's album today, and I had kind of this in the back of my mind. Okay. Is she just making innocent spiritual references because she's intrigued with religion, intrigued with Christianity? Even though, and I saw someone say, well, she's not a Christian, so we can't, whatever.
Right, we're not holding Taylor Swift accountable.
Wait a minute, though.
Yeah.
A few years ago, Miss Americana documentary. We watched it.
That's true.
What does she say when she's pushing back on Tennessee's Marsha Blackburn, who is standing for very conservative values? Taylor Swift said she is masking ugly values under the guise of Christianity. Well, I'm here to say I'm a Christian and kind of I'm not falling for it. So she called herself a Christian.
She did back then. I don't know if she would say that she's a Christian.
When did that come out?
A long time ago. 2018, 2019.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not that long ago. And that was when she'd already made You Need to Calm Down video. I think there were same-sex people kissing in that one, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
She'd already embraced lot of stuff. She'd already done Blank Space. She was already making some raunchy music. If you want to call it raunchy, I would call it raunchy. Some of you would push back. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's not Cardi B, but... so anyway, the Alex Clark.
Right, there's far worse. Let's be clear.
Alex, we know you're a Swiftie. Taylor Swift knows what she's doing when she
that girl knows
posts lyrics like, and you know, I will admit, I have not dove and spent hours dissecting these songs.
No,
there are these deeper layers that the true dedicated Swifties can say. Well, there was this going on with those lyrics and this going on. Fine. I'm taking them more at face value. You can tell me if I'm allowed to do that or not. One of her songs, I think, is called But Daddy, I Love Him.
Yeah.
She says, But Daddy, I Love Him. I just learned these people only raise you to cage you. Sarah's and Hannah's in their Sunday best. Throwing shade at Sarah's and Hannah's. Those are quality names. Those are quality names.
Those are Bible names.
Sarah's and Hannah's in their Sunday best, clutching their pearls, sighing, what a mess. I just learned these people try to save you because they hate you. Okay, so that's, again, Alex, like, that's pretty, not a fan of that. she goes on to, in another song, or maybe the same song. God save the most judgmental creeps who say they want what's best for me, sanctimoniously performing soliloquies I'll never see, thinking they can change the beat of my heart when he touches me, counteract the chemistry under the destiny. You ain't got to pray for me, me and my wild boy and all of this wild joy. If all you want is gray for me, then it's just white noise and it's just my choice. I could go on. What if I roll the stone away? They're going to crucify me anyway. What if the way you hold me is actually what's holy? I could continue down the list. She knows what she's doing. She knows that she's taking something that is deeply sacred and she's turning it into whatever you call that.
Which, let's be clear, she's not the first artist out there to talk about rolling the stone away or being crucified or, like, that's not, like, a new thing.
And I don't like it any time.
Right. And that is the thing, because Alex Clark and a couple others were just like, oh, but you don't get on this artist for saying they rolled the stone away or they're being crucified. And I'm like, well, I don't listen to that stuff and I don't listen to Taylor Swift stuff. And I would probably encourage other people to not like love that song. Like, I don't know. So whatever. But yeah, I mean, everyone's like, oh, it means this. It doesn't actually mean this. But again, guys, like, she's using these specific like spiritual references and it might mean something totally different, but she is using these spiritual references and kind of in a blasphemous way slash just like a anti-Christian way. Like, I don't like you Christians who don't agree with me. I don't like you Christians who stand on the word of God.
Well, that's what she already has done years ago with the "you need to calm down" and making the Christians in the video look like
every Christian who disagrees with her is just some hillbilly psychopath who is just absolutely trash, awful. Like, that's just so lame. So, I don't know. I ain't buying it, y'all. And I'm sad for everyone who does buy into her stuff. I'm not going to lie. Her album was very boring to me. I was so bored. And it's not that I don't like poetry. It's not that I can't listen to deeper songs with deeper blah, blah, blah meanings. But, like, it was just really boring. It was all over the place. The music, like, I couldn't tell if it was a country album, if it was a pop album, if it was a rock album, if it was a folk album. I couldn't tell.
That's that's your personal.
Yeah, that's just my personal opinion on the album as far as like music goes.
The first song I clicked on was the one featuring Post Malone,
which is like literally the only one that's like kind of fun, but the lyrics are not good.
Well, I was gonna say I was enjoying the sound of that.
Yeah,
song.
The sound is fun. But then the lyrics are just like, what? Okay.
One thing that Good Fight Ministries YouTube channel talked about, and I just thought this was really good. They were talking about like this mass wave of deconstruction, that's flooding society. And he brought up the verse, those whose delight is in the law of the Lord and who meditate on his law day and night, that person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. And then it says, not so the wicked, they will be blown away like chaff. And it's like, I want to be meditating. And I challenge all of us, myself included. I want to be meditating on the law of the Lord. And then I think of like the people that not only are not meditating on God's word, the law of the Lord, the things that are good and holy and wholesome and pure, but they're not just not meditating on that stuff, but they're meditating on these song lyrics that, I'm sorry, like, I'm just going to go super cheesy and cliche here, but I was thinking about this coming down the stairs and I was like, that's good. Would Jesus be singing along to these songs with you? Is that a fair question? Would Jesus, it's one thing I think to listen to a song and see like, okay, what's this artist, but then to go further and continue to listen and then crank it up and sing it like you are now meditating on those lyrics. I hope that they're at least decent. I'm not even someone that says don't listen to any secular music. I can appreciate talent, but like when you're meditating to the point where you're memorizing the lyrics and then singing them back, like, is Jesus going to be singing those lyrics that where she says, you know, in the back of, we go from the front to the back of the car, like there's plenty of lyrics that are sexually promiscuous to someone who's not your husband. Yeah. And so I'm kind of like, I very much think, no, Jesus is not going to be singing those lyrics with you. So why are you singing them? Why are you memorizing them?
Yeah. And I'm not saying that, like, a Christian can't like Taylor Swift. You guys work that out between you and the Lord. But if you are calling yourself a believer and you are saying that you walk with God on a daily basis and you strive for holiness, you should not be so aggressive in defending Taylor Swift or any other artist who is like a secular artist. Like, just like, we shouldn't be so aggressive in tearing Taylor Swift down. You shouldn't be so aggressive in lifting her up and idolizing her. Like, I don't know. Just chill out, people. Chill out. Stop making her your idol. It's weird.
Comment and let us know your thoughts on this, you guys, because there will be some different perspectives. Yeah. Yeah, I'm curious to hear what you guys have to say. Yeah, listen to it. There's going to be worse stuff out there. I think, you know, we can all agree with that. But, like, just think about what you're listening to and singing.
No matter what, no matter who it is, yeah.
Think about it. We grew up with Taylor Swift, but at some point you need to look. And even if she says she's no longer a Christian, like, okay, that I would prefer that she do that. I think, to me, it's pretty clear she's not. Why not go ahead and say that? And maybe she said that since 2019 or 2020.
I don't know.
But yeah, consider what you're meditating on. Comment below. Let us know your thoughts. Oh, all right. Yeah, let me see what a few people are saying, and then we will move into getting your honest thoughts on the Honomo Revolution. Switchfoot Star. I knew Switchfoot Star would be in our corner. I agree, Paul. Olga says, agreed. I always do. I haven't listened to her music since her good old country innocent pop songs. And it really was sad for me.
Our song was a slam of green doors, sneaking out late, tapping on
your window. It's a pretty normal progression that we can expect from artists in the secular realm of just getting worse and worse. Mm-hmm. But I remember Blank Space when it came out, and I watched the music video, and I was like,
"Ah, made you where you been?
It had a very sensual feel, the music video. I was like, man, she's no longer what I was enjoying.
Yep.
What I was enjoying. My sister liked her, and yeah. I jumped in and was really enjoying it.
Oh, man.
Love that song, Morgan. My favorite Taylor Swift song. This album feels like Psalms to me, Kelsey says.
Interesting.
I suppose you could say this album has a little more poetic feel. Certainly Psalms has some poetic feel.
I don't think she'd be crying out to the Lord, though. That's the difference between David's Psalms and Taylor Swift's Psalms.
Cassidy says, one of the biggest reasons why I couldn't be a Swiftie anymore, the song lyrics were sinful and not helping my walk with the Lord.
That is, you know, one other thing is a lot of her lyrics in this stuff and in the past are very lustful, guys. And women, like, we're not prone to lust and, I mean, falling into even more serious stuff like porn. And if you are...
Wait, you said women were not prone?
We're not immune.
Immune.
Sorry.
I was gonna say, go ahead.
We are not immune to that. And if you are a woman who listens to Taylor Swift regularly, but yet you find yourself on a regular basis struggling with lust, with, you know, immoral sexual thoughts on a regular basis, or you are struggling even more severely with PORN, like, I just challenge you and rebuke you to stop listening to Taylor Swift, to stop watching these raunchy Netflix shows, reading these raunchy, what's her name, Colleen Hoover books. Like, just give it a break and see what happens with your mind and your heart, because
give those a break and start meditating on the law of the Lord day and night, both night and day. On his law I meditate day and night, on night and day.
That's our pastor.
On his law I meditate. And he's one of my, I can do his voice pretty good.
That wasn't bad. I mean, his is better, but.
Day and night, night and day. All right, Morgo.
Yes.
Sister Cindy, you were not there for this video. I saw someone comment shortly after the video dropped. This video has garnered quite the interesting reaction. Shortly after it dropped, I saw someone say, I want to know what, like, it would be nice to hear Morgan, a woman. And I think they maybe even said this in the comment. I'm not totally, can't remember for sure. Maybe, like, with the past that you've had, share your honest reaction to Sister Cindy and the way she brings up people's sexual history to kind of get a point across. I'd like to hear Morgan's thoughts.
Yeah, guys, I so wish that I could have been a part of that video. I was so sad. It was, I was so sick that day. Ugh. Anywho, I thought it was a great episode. Paul did a great job editing, filming, interviewing, all the things.
Shout out to my mama for coming last minute and helping me out.
Literally last minute, like 5 minutes notice. And shout out to Sister Cindy for letting us do this project with her. Amazing. So here's my thoughts on the Honomo Revolution.
I want you to feel like, even if Sister Cindy was here in the chat.
Oh, yeah.
Like, be honest here.
You know I will.
Make sure you guys have watched the episode if you hadn't. Ultimately, she uses some pretty strong language in her preaching style. And actually, Morgan, somebody just made a like response video on TikTok, a Christian guy, and his thing was pretty much like saying that he did not feel this was okay. And he seemed like a solid guy. So that was his perspective. But then this video has gotten a ton of love of people saying, wow, like, this really opened my eyes and I judged her too prematurely.
Yeah.
So continue.
So Sister Cindy is not Catholic. Someone just asked if she was. I think she's just non-denom. I don't know.
Definitely not Calvinist.
Not Calvinist. Okay, so I thought back to when I was having sex outside of marriage with my boyfriend that I had been in a relationship with for 3.5 years. And it was right around, I would have been on a college campus if I had gone to college. And I thought about, like, what would have happened in my mind during that time / in my life during that time if I walked upon Sister Cindy.
Honestly, that's such a good question. That's such a good question. And do you feel like you can honestly think back and give, like, what your reaction would have been?
I think that I can, but, you know, maybe I'm naive. I don't know. But here's my thoughts. And I really did, like, I sat down for a while and thought about this a couple days ago. I was working at a church during this time of my life. I lived at my parents' house for some time. I lived on my own in an apartment for some of this time. I lived back at my parents' for some of this time. I was very mentally ill, like physically, mentally, spiritually ill, struggling. And I've talked about this before. I feel like a lot, if not most, of my struggle was because I was living in sexual sin with my boyfriend, and I knew that it was wrong. I didn't have anyone ask me if I was, like, how I was doing in my relationship. I didn't have anyone challenge me in my boundaries slash like I would go on trips with my boyfriend and like no one was like, hey, like, how are you guys managing like saving sex for marriage when y'all are going on like vacations together? Like, I didn't have anyone doing that.
Your mom or dad didn't say anything?
No.
I'm sorry, Tina and Charlie. I love you guys dearly. But come on. Come on.
So, you know, if I had been on campus, which actually I was on campus sometimes during that time because one of my best friends at that time, she was going to University of Louisville. And I walked upon Sister Cindy talking about this stuff. I think that first I would be shocked. Second, I'd be annoyed. Like, all in the matter of the 4 hours that she speaks. And third, I would come to repentance. I think that hearing someone say it so matter-of-factly, like, call me out for what I was a hoe. Like, I'm like, that's just what I was. And I'm not ashamed to say that at all.
Because Cindy literally says, and don't think you're not a hoe, because you got a boyfriend now.
Or a fiance.
Or a fiance.
That's not impressed with your fiance.
Yeah, you're still a hoe is what Cindy said.
Like, and first to hear like someone who is a Christian look at me, look at the crowd, and be like, you're a hoe if you're out here sleeping with your boy. I think that I probably would have gone off to the bathroom and like wept. Wow. Because I needed someone. I think back on that time in my life a lot. Well, not a lot. But when I like am thinking about this type of stuff and talking about and like sharing my testimony, I think back on that time and I desperately needed someone to just hardcore call me out. Because I had people in my life asking me questions. It's not like I didn't have any accountability. Like, I had people who were just really gentle. Though, like, they were gentle, they didn't want to push the boundaries, they didn't want to like stir the pot,
which is funny because a lot of the resistance that Cindy's gotten, that's their approach,
right? They're like, you should never say that to someone. And I'm like, I needed to hear that because I was over here living double lives, working at a church. Like, what? It's disgusting. Oh, I think about that, I'm like disgusted. And like,
as you should be. I'll just be honest. Having sex outside of marriage, but working at a church.
Yeah.
If that were me, yeah, it's like, man.
Yeah.
Where's the conviction of the Holy Spirit?
Exactly. And the conviction was there, but I was ignoring it, pushing it back. And I needed someone to grab hold of that voice of the Lord that was speaking to me, trying to like wake me the heck up, and like grab hold of it and like throw it in my face and be like, you're a whore and you need to wake up. Oh gosh. Me and Sister Cindy would get along well.
Have you thought about going out on campus with her?
I'm going on tour with her next year.
She could probably use someone helping her hand out the Hono Mo buttons.
Oh gosh. But no, seriously, that I needed that. And I remember telling you, like, I've told you this a couple of times when we've just talked about my past, like, I wish so badly that my mom or dad, specifically my mom, would have like sat me down and been like, are you having sex with your boyfriend? And I was an adult, and like, but she never point blank asked me. She never, like, there might have been a couple times where she like beat around the bush, but again, it was like very gentle. And I don't like blame her for any of this, but if it had gone differently, I just wish that she would have asked. I think there was something in me screaming to be caught. There was something in me begging to be called out.
That's intense.
Like, it really was.
Morgan, they're asking for my pin. Olga and Superman. It's right over there. Should I go get it?
You do you.
Wait, I'm sorry. I don't mean to get you off. We're at 31 thumbs up. If we get to 50 thumbs up, I will retrieve the pin. If you saw the episode, you know the pin. You know said pin. If we get to 50 thumbs up. Morgan, that's... Honestly, I'm so glad we covered this the way we did, because I just think this is good. Like, I think there are going to be people that watch this that are very much in the same boat that you were in.
Yeah.
And so I appreciate hearing your testimony again.
Thanks.
Can I ask, so you've kind of mentioned, like, just how direct she is. What about her, how, what's the word? Almost, some of it is clearly, like, humorous, reactionary. Mm-hmm. Would that, do you feel like that would have still stuck with you?
I mean, I think that would have stuck with me just because it's so out of the norm. Like,
I think even when we had our early access patron watch party, shout out to all our patrons that are in the chat.
Hello.
I saw that the Archon just jumped in as well. Mark Moore's here. Yeah, we got a lot of them. Olga. They were kind of like, is this for real? Like, is this really sticking with people?
Yeah. I like what that one guy said in the interviews. He was like, you know, if a golden retriever's coming to me wagging his tail, I don't know if this is exactly what I said, but wagging his tail is like, oh.
No, no, a fly.
Oh,
if a fly lands on a bench, you're going to ignore the fly. But if it's a golden retriever charging at you.
Oh, I thought you said a pit bull charging at you.
Pit bull, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah, dogs charging at you. You're not going to be able to ignore that.
Like, you don't ignore that. Like, you are like, what? And you pay attention. And I think that that is what Cindy is doing. I think she, it's working for, in a lot of ways, it's working. In that she's getting people's attention. And sure, there's a line that should probably be drawn of like, we're not going to do this. Cross this line just for attention, but I don't think Cindy's is just for attention. I think she's speaking the language of these kids. I was living that vulgar lifestyle, that vulgar language that she uses. Like, I was living that in secret. So she's just speaking it in public. And, like, calling us out for that vulgar Ooh. Lifestyle that we're living. Like, I don't think that that's wrong.
Real quick, Morgan, keep going in the comment section, guys. Females, be honest. If you were to stumble across Sister Cindy on campus, what would your reaction be? Guys, if you were female, imagine for a moment if you were a female and you were to stumble upon that, what would your reaction be? Morgan, we hit 50 thumbs up. Let me get the pen. I almost feel a little awkward wearing it. I would almost rather wear...
Oh, no, you don't get a Honomo pin.
I almost would rather wear a Honomo pin.
No.
Just because it's like, that's like the thing. So I feel like I'm like, what's the word?
Oh, I've got my never a ho.
But this is the one I have. Watch the video and you'll see when she bestowed it to me.
I'll read some of the comments. Olga says, do you guys think her approach is appropriate, though? Sure, she's making a point, but do you think she's going too far? Yeah, I mean, like I said, I think that she's just pointing out and speaking the language of these kids, these college students and these teenagers, young adults. Like, she's just speaking their language. And, you know, I think Christians who are, like, truly, genuinely walking with the Lord are kind of appalled by that language, because we're not living vulgar lives.
Ooh.
We're not in that lifestyle anymore. So, like, even me now, like, I hear some of the stuff she says and I'm like, oh my goodness. But, like, if I had heard that when I was 19, 20, I would have been laughing. It would have been like, but, like, deep down also being like, oh my goodness, this lady's speaking directly to me. You know, so I think it's a double-edged sword in a good way. But, yeah, I think Christians, you know, some of you guys, some of us who have never been a hoe, hear some of her language and, you know, you're appalled because, like, yeah, you've never lived that vulgar of a life. like, but these college kids, they have.
Calling it now. How much? How much did a screenshot of me wearing this in our video gets put up on Reddit, and they just lay into me? Well, guess what? You don't know the context of my Never a Ho pin, and the what caused me to go get it and put it on for this video. But they don't
care.
They
do.
They don't care about context.
They watched it. They just create their own context.
Let's go. Superman's part of the Never a Ho Club. Let's go.
There we go.
Yeah, Morgan, I really enjoyed the way you covered that.
Thank you.
And I think Sister Cindy would be proud.
Love you, Sister Cindy.
Sister Cindy, hey, I really enjoy seeing the way she responds with people in the reels that we post, because she's very like fun and gentle, but she actually sent me a voice message and said, I would like to see Morgan give her genuine response to it.
Yeah.
Being a female. So, Sister Cindy, this one's for you. Here you go.
Enjoy. She actually asked in the voice memo if it was hard for me to be as transparent as I am online. Because she was like, because I just want to encourage you to like keep it up. Like, you're a blessing to a lot of women. And my answer is, it's not hard.
It's surprisingly not hard. Should we be concerned?
Questionably not hard. No, it's not hard because I'm in a totally different life. Like, I've repented and been washed white as snow, and I'm never a ho. I mean, I'm not a ho no mo.
Not a ho no mo. You are a ho no mo.
Oh, I'm a ho. Oh, no.
It's hard to keep
I've been washed white as snow, and I'm a ho no mo.
There it is. There, she should, Sydney, you should adopt that. Wash white as snow, a ho no mo.
Yeah, Sydney.
What did I say? Wait, what did I say?
You said Sydney.
I said Sydney?
Yeah.
I did that once in my video.
I know you.
Hey, Sherry says, I went to Sister Cindy's Bible study this week. It was so great. And that's something that I think we need to be mindful of. Like, how did the sermon, the whatever you want to call that, her 4 hours on campus, how did it wrap up? There was an altar call. Like, it got sober. There was the gospel preached. And then she's inviting people to come join her for her Zoom Bible studies, where I'm sure it is also more intimate and in depth, but she definitely has.
Someone actually commented and said, I was in the Bible study this week and it was so good. So that's really cool.
Yeah, I just read that.
Oh. Pregnancy brain, y'all. I am very pregnant, okay?
How are you feeling, baby? Talk to us. You are in your...
I'm in my 16th trimester.
That's not a thing.
No, it's not.
No, you are in month what?
7. Almost 8.
You're almost
can't
in
even
month...
believe it. It's sickening.
You're almost in month 8.
It's happened so fast.
You're almost in month 8. You're popping like a...
I'm huge, you guys. I'm huge.
You're not
okay?
huge, but you
I'm
are...
huge.
You are popping like a...
I cried about it earlier. I'm just huge.
You are... I'm trying to... What would be an analogy for
Luca
when...
Luca keeps kicking me in my stomach, yeah. And I'm just going to die.
Luca needs to cut it out.
He does. He's a little punk.
I don't even know how to finish my statement of you're popping like a something. I don't know. The Archon says, one thing, does Cindy have any accountability in her ministry, any leadership over her, etc.? And that is a fair question that I did not ask. I would assume, but I do not know.
Yeah, I would assume yes, but no clue.
But no clue.
Just drop a comment and ask, and maybe she'll respond in the comment section after this video is
That's true.
Done.
That's true. Morgan, but how are you feeling in almost month 8?
Yeah, huge. And I played pickleball last night, and it actually was very exhilarating.
Go watch my Instagram story. Oh, it's probably gone at this point.
That's true.
Probably. I recorded a little video.
Let's just say he got a very good point of mine that I got on this lady.
I might have it on my phone.
You know, the thing when I go play pickleball this pregnant is I think two things go through their minds of the people that I play. People are either like, I am not about to lose to this pregnant lady. And so they go all out. But guess what? I beat them. Not always, but a good amount.
Here it is. Here's the point. I gotta turn the volume.
Be able to see that.
You can see a little. Here it is. What am I doing? I was like holding away from the volume. Wait, one more time.
Yeah, that was terrible.
It was good. It was a really good point.
And then the other thought that they have is, are you kidding me? I have to play this pregnant lady. I have to go so gentle on
That's
her.
That's true.
And then they see me start slamming them on them, and they're like, scratch that. But it's too late, and I've beat them. I only won one out of my three games that I played.
Yeah, I'm proud of you.
But our third game, we should have won, but my pelvic floor was locking up, and I was like, time to go.
Morgan, our patron Lily, 24-tier patron.
Hey,
shout
girl.
Out to Lily. She says, I've surrendered my fears of pregnancy to the Lord and feel like I'm ready. How are
yes,
you doing with
girl.
That? Because at this point, if I'm being honest, I feel like I may have...
You definitely have more to work through than I do.
Bigger fears of your pregnancy than you do. But Lily, that's awesome to hear.
Can everyone pray this prayer with me? Pray that I accidentally give birth to this child in our bathroom and I don't have to go to the hospital. That's my prayer. That's how this birth goes.
I'm here for that.
But no, I don't, you know, there was a very specific moment in this pregnancy that I just know, like, the switch flipped on or flipped off. I don't know. And the fear was gone, and like the Lord replaced it with peace, and it's slowly becoming peace and excitement for this delivery. But it took a little while. I think I was 20 weeks, 23 weeks. I don't know. But yeah, I'm more scared to just have two kids. That's what I'm afraid of. Once I deliver this child, I'm going to be like, oh, no.
I love that because I'm not scared for that.
Oh, wow. Good.
Yeah. So, like, when I hear you say that, I'm like, oh, praise the Lord. Like, yeah. You can encourage me to not be fearful of the pregnancy, and then I'll encourage
birth.
You. Birth, sorry. And then I'll encourage you for post-birth.
Okay, that sounds great.
And for the record, like, I know the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Definitely.
And, the Thessalonians, do not be anxious about anything, for the Lord is near. So I'm choosing to lean into those, but just in my human emotions, it does get scary for me.
Yeah, you know, watching your loved one almost die is scary. So we're going to be all right, though, babe. Even if I do have to go to the hospital and deliver little Judah at the hospital. Either way, it's going to be great, but my prayer is... No, that's not really my prayer. That's like my side prayer. That's like, oh, but God, you know, if you wanted to let me have an unassisted birth, that'd be amazing, so...
Amen. Morgan, Olga says, Paul, can you share some behind the scenes things that we don't see on camera?
Like
I'm assuming
Sister
of the...
Cindy?
Olga, are you referring to the birth? I'm assuming you're referring to the birth. I am not going to be straight up vlogging like I was last time. Definitely not.
No.
She says, Paul, did your mom know what she was getting into? What was her first reaction and opinion afterward? Are you... you're still talking about Sister Cindy.
Yeah.
Olga. Wait, is Olga a 24-tier?
Olga.
Are you a 24-tier, Olga? Olga, I do post stuff to the 24-tier.
And there are behind-the-scenes stuff. Girl!
Behind-the-scenes stuff, so I can't remember. And I even posted a video where I showed my mom coming up in the clutch. I just showed, like, a quick thing. She doesn't really like to be on camera that much.
Don't
get it.
She doesn't. But she loved being there. She was like, this is great.
Yeah, Olga, my mom, the Archon knows this. Olga, have you met my mom? We've done... At this point, we've done 3 patron meetups.
Olga, nope, called out. Girl!
Olga. No, we love you, Olga. But yes, Olga, the 24-tier gets behind the scenes and bonus footage of our travels and all that. But Yeah, those who have been to our patron meetups and have met my mom, I know a handful of you have.
Yeah, I don't think Olga was at the one where your parents came and like, well, no, they came both times, but I feel like the second time, like, was at the pickleball courts.
Okay, and, well, yeah, if anyway. You know my mom, she is a very intense woman.
Yeah. And Olga said yes, she was really sweet.
Very sweet, very sweet intense.
Sweet is one word, intense is another.
I'm not going to give away her secrets, but she goes by a, what would the word, a different name.
Pseudonym, I don't know.
She goes by a different name, and she gets in our comment section a good amount, and her comments are some of the most savage comments in the comment section. So you could maybe figure it out by just looking at the most savage comments.
Wow. Well, I don't know about that. There's a lot of savage comments.
All that to say, like, she, I turned to her about an hour into the Cindy conversation, or hearing Cindy do her stuff, and I was still processing, and I wasn't sure what mom was going to say, because Cindy was dropping some lines, dude. And I turned to mom and said, Mom, like, what are your thoughts on this? And she goes, oh, I love it.
So funny.
Mama, but mom also came out of when she was in college living in sin.
Yeah.
She didn't know God, and then she gets saved. So I think she probably sees a lot of these a lot of these kids and sees herself in them, and is just like, I want them to escape out of this. And yeah, so
definitely.
Yeah.
Which is same.
Speaking of college campuses, what about them protests, huh?
What? No, we're not even getting into this. Don't even go there. I'm going to bed.
It's wild out there, dude.
Absolutely not. You shared your thoughts on Instagram. Everyone, if you want to know Paul's thoughts on the protests on college campuses, go watch his Instagram stories. Thank you and good night.
My cousin, who I have heard is very, like, much in support of the Palestinian side, I just saw that he messaged me on Instagram. I haven't looked at it yet, but I'm scared.
I'm trying to think of what cousin this would be.
What's funny is my dad earlier when I was with him today said, this particular cousin is like super on the other side. So I'm like, do I open it? It could be trouble.
Well, yes, you open it, you weirdo.
I haven't seen him in years.
Is this the one that lives like an hour from us?
I can't give any more details. I cannot give any more details. The Archon says, love it. Yes, pseudonym. Alias, pseudonym, Olga, Superman. Thank you, guys.
Hopeful says, the Redditors are going crazy over Paul's stories on that.
What? Wait, who said that? Hopeful. Now Hopeful, I got to know. Like, are you part of?
No, she's not. Okay. She's said very kind things to say.
Thank you, Hopeful.
Oh, goodness gracious.
But yeah, I believe it. Let's just say I took a while. I have taken a sabbatical of commenting on Israel-Palestine. And then when the things on the college campuses came about and I'm just watching videos and looking into stuff, it welled up in me enough to start posting some of my thoughts and get into it on Instagram. So yeah, you guys can go watch my stories over there. It's crazy though. What else, you guys? Let's just open it up for a few minutes. Just some fun Q&A.
For $1 million, Paul will open that message up and read it live.
Oh, definitely. Oh, absolutely, I will.
All right, I'll lower it. $10,000.
And for the record, I saw that we did have a super chat like really early on in the stream. Sorry that we missed that. It was like right when we were kicking off the video. And I can't even remember who did it.
Oh, yeah. I think it was Christian Copet.
Yes,
and
Christian.
And he said, hello, or hi there, or hey, friends, or what's up?
Christian, thank you.
Thank you, and what's up to you?
For being the first super chat of the stream. We appreciate you, Christian. You rock, brother. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's just opened up. I mean, if you guys are like, no, I really want to hear talk about something or so forth, or who say or hearsay or who say. Well, let's just do it. Can you recommend, Delorme says, can you recommend another channel?
Hopeful says, no, I'm not. I sometimes look there and always am shocked of how evil they are.
Oh, hey, Hopeful.
Yeah, I refuse to look there. Nobody need that in their life. I tell you what.
Hopeful, I think anybody can change. Anybody can experience anyone can experience the loving power of God and be changed, but I would, from some of the stuff I've seen, I would not totally disagree with you there in saying that it is evil.
Oh, it's evil. It's delusionally evil. It's wild.
Patrick says, okay, so Patrick said it, and then the Archon says it with a super chat, second super chat of the stream. Woo-hoo. Thank you, the Archon. Piggybacking Patrick, the Archon says, how about the Methodist accepting gay clergy? And this is specifically what the Archon sent us earlier. Here was what it says. He sent from the Associated Press breaking United Methodists at a major conference repeal their church's longstanding ban on LGBTQ clergy, meaning they removed it.
Right.
And so now there can be LGBTQ clergy.
What even is a clergy?
To my knowledge, clergy is that people in kind of like the pastoral team.
Oh.
I think it goes beyond just leadership team to pastoral team. Clergy definition.
Interesting. I mean, sadly not surprised. Especially in
the Christian church. People ordained for religious duties.
Okay. Not surprised. Grossed out. Sad. But not surprised. Grossed out is maybe just like, more like just like annoyed/saddened.
Why are you annoyed by it?
Well, because it's going against, it's just, I mean, I guess like the Bible talks about this of just seeing like.
And you guys weigh in in the comment section.
Seeing people who call themselves Christians give in to their own fleshly sinful desires, even like church people, even churches, like not even, but like that's common. Like we're just gonna see more and more and more of that, of Christians giving in to the ways of the world and wanting to be accepted by the world over being accepted and welcomed into eternity with the Father one day.
There is a great debate between, shout out to Durbin from Apologia Studios or the Cultist Show. Jeff Durbin, really sharp Christian dude, had a debate with who's like the really popular woke preacher that's like a gay preacher. And he's popular on TikTok and stuff.
What's his name?
Do any of you guys? Mark Moore surely would know. Mark knows all things online. Mark, really popular gay LGBTQ affirming preacher, and this debate is just so good. And they cover, you know, this guy saying like, "Oh no, God accepts LGBTQ and He affirms their lifestyles, and Christians should affirm them." And so he would very much advocate for what this Methodist church is doing. And Jeff Durbin, I mean, he just,
it's very good.
It's great. It's such a good debate. And Jeff Durbin doesn't hold back, man.
Yeah.
Brandon Robertson, I knew Mark Moore had it. knew Mark Moore had it.
That's
him. LA Revival is in the house. LA Revival says, friendship with the world is enmity of God. Christians should run from Taylor Swift. Dude, she just came in. We've been away from Taylor Swift for 30 minutes now, and she just comes in and drops the hammer, dude. LA Revival in the house. So I'm scared to hear what LA Revival would say about the LGBTQ, the clergy, Methodist accepting gay clergy.
Lauren Martin, thank you so much for your super chat. Love the content you guys do. Keep bringing us all together in unity. Amen, girl. Thank you.
Lauren, so thank you. Much. Seriously, your all super chats mean so much to us. Yes. Greatly appreciate it. Let's get to a few more of these. Everyone doesn't need to be a pastor, or everyone doesn't need to be the pastor. Not exactly sure with the angle you're going with that, DeLorean, but I could not agree with you more. Just the statement, not everyone needs to be a pastor, is I've never heard anything more true. Not many of you should be teachers, my dear brothers, because we who teach will be
judged
more
harshly.
James chapter 2, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah. Someone was asking about, wait, did someone say that? What am I just making it up? I thought I saw someone asking about the thing that you were telling me about with John MacArthur.
Oh, that. I bet Mark Moore. Again, I'm shouting Mark Moore out. He's Mark, I know. I could say with almost 100% certainty, Mark Moore is super. So, up on this. Here's what. Let's just share it real quick. I want you guys to weigh in. A video is now really making the rounds. It's some type of panel. And in the video, you see John MacArthur. I'm not sure who all is up there, but it's John MacArthur, and then Kosti Hinn is to one side of him. And you guys know how John MacArthur does. He says stuff very matter-of-factly. And Christians seem to be very split on John MacArthur's sentiments here. I don't know the larger context, but in this clip that's like a minute and a half long, he says, he just starts going down the list. He says, OCD is a lie. ADHD is a lie. What was the other one?
PTSD.
PTSD is a lie promoted by the big pharma in order to get people hooked on meds. And it's like, whoa, I mean, I could probably even find it.
Okay, but we don't have time for that. It's just nonsense.
Wow. Wow, dude, there's people that are agreeing with him. What do you guys think? Have you guys seen?
I'm not saying I don't agree with him. No, I don't agree with him. I agree in the sense, first of all, OCD and ADHD are two very different things compared to PTSD. Like, very different.
Dude, it literally popped up, like, super fast.
I agree that these things are pushed by big pharma to push out, you know, meds on people, for sure. 100%. Of course they're going to take advantage of that. Of course. Of course, so much of, like, PTSD that people deal with could be healed without medication. Maybe even an OCD, an ADHD. Like, absolutely agree that meds don't need to be pushed on everyone who's diagnosed with those things. But for him to say specifically PTSD is a lie.
He says there's no such thing as PTSD. There's no such thing as OCD. No such thing as ADHD.
Oh my gosh, that's so dumb. I'm sorry.
Whoa.
I just think it's so dumb.
Now I feel like you have to listen to him.
I don't need to hear him say what you literally just said.
There's no such thing as PTSD. There's no such thing as OCD. There's no such thing as ADHD. Those are noble lies.
Noble lies.
To basically give the excuse to, in the end of the day, to medicate people. And Big Pharma's in charge of a lot of that. If you understand, take PTSD, for example. What that really is grief. You are fighting a war, you lost your buddies. You have a certain amount of survival guilt because you made it back, they didn't. How do you deal with grief? Grief is a real thing. But grief is part of life. And if you can't navigate grief, you can't live life. But if you clinically define that, you can give them a pill, a series of medications, and they end up in L.A. homeless on the sidewalk.
He goes on. So you're not a fan. And trust me, he's getting a lot of pushback. By, like, I'm solid sure. Christians. He's getting a lot of pushback.
Here's the thing. You just, Like, he might have a point. And I would say he does have a point. But you just don't say that stuff that matter-of-factly. Like, I have come on here and said that I believe that, you know, depression and wanting to, I don't know how to, like,
delete
your life. I'm saying it that way for that this video doesn't get, like, whatever, demonetized. I have said that those are spiritual battles for sure. And that a lot of times when people are struggling with depression and those thoughts and, like, that severity, anxiety, things like that, that a lot of times when you're put on medication, it actually gets worse. That's how it was for me. I was on medication for 7 years. I struggled the entire time. There was no real, like, oh, I feel so much better on this medication. Like, it was a struggle. And a lot of my struggle was spiritual. A lot of it was situational. A lot of it was needing to learn how to cope with certain things in life. And so, like, I'm not one to be like, yeah, every disorder needs to be medicated or every illness needs to be medicated. A lot of it does not need to be medicated. Most of it, I would say. But for him to say there's just no such thing as PTSD specifically is what I want to focus on, because I just think that's so insane for him to say it's actually grief. Okay, well, grief is a part of PTSD, just like trauma is a part of, like, you have PTSD because you went through a severe traumatic experience. And it just seems very belittling to me. And it feels very just, like, disrespectful to specifically our, like, war veterans to be like, your PTSD is, there's no such thing as PTSD. It's just grief. Get over it. Say a prayer and move on.
I think the ADHD is interesting because I've heard kind of people push back on that. For me, as someone who was clinically diagnosed with ADHD years ago.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful that my parents didn't, like, go overboard and, like, making sure things needed to be all perfect, because I think it would have made me even, like, I don't even know what you'd lean into that more, and it affect my life more than it needs to.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just an interesting one. But I do like to acknowledge, like, okay, call it what you want, but I do have, as we all do, different limitations or different struggles or challenges, giftings that it's good to be aware of and to learn how to tackle.
Yeah.
Okay, like, I learn more slowly. That's good to know and make adjustments. And so I wouldn't think it would be that helpful to just erase it and say it's completely.
Yeah, it's no such thing.
No such thing. I do think it can be overblown and.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
People are crazy in their labels and needing to be diagnosed with 10 different things so that they can have excuses as to why they live certain ways in their lives and act a certain way. And it's like, no, actually a lot of that is just sin and you need to repent and, like, learn and cope and figure it out.
Here's what a few people had to say. Christina says, it was Grace K says, I feel like John MacArthur is simultaneously 100% right and 100% wrong somehow. The Archon says, just because Big Pharma uses it to sell drugs doesn't mean it's also not real. That's good, the Archon.
Right, yeah, exactly.
He goes on to say, I definitely think there are multiple facets to ADD and ADHD. Could be spiritual, diet, mental, behavioral, etc. Etc, etc. Would you say that a broken leg doesn't exist? Because problems with the mind are just as obvious in examination. Oh, then we're getting into, like, a whole bunch of stuff there. Lily says, it's also impacted by the way you grew up, too, and genetics. Mm. Cassie says, totally agree with you guys. Last question of the stream. You guys know how this goes. Weigh in with something that we can all answer. Not too heavy. This has been a good video. This has had heavy elements. It's had more lighthearted elements.
Yes.
I'm still nervous to open my DM on Instagram from my cousin. I could open an ear with all you guys and just see the tone. I could just see the tone.
No.
I could use some support.
No, babe, that's what I'm here for. You don't need. No.
I just want to see, like, I haven't talked to him in years. Oh, is he going to be lambasting me?
It's possible.
It's very possible. It's very possible. Weigh in, guys. Last question of the stream. Go. Go. Oh, yeah.
Send in your best questions. La, 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 la.
I went and hung out with the guys, some guy friends, 4 days ago, and I wore this pin for the whole night. And I got made fun of a little bit. I was also wearing my medal. Obviously. I was wearing my bronze medal. Excuse me, my rose gold medal from the pickleball tournament.
Rose gold?
Yeah, it's rose gold. Oh, they're calling it rose gold now instead of bronze. So I wore that as well as my Never a Hoe pin. So yeah, I got...
I mean, yeah, you asked for it.
I was asking for it.
You was 1,000% asking for it.
I was feeling sassy.
Wait, didn't you say that you saw something on Reddit about, like, you hanging out with the guys? And they were like, who are the guys?
I did see something about that.
What was it? What did they say? It was so stupid.
I can't remember what the context was.
Yeah, it was like your story, and you were, it was like a story that you made, and you were like, I'm hanging out with the guys, or...
Somehow they found a way to demonize that,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, they were just like, who are the guys?
Like it was some big, like, scandal.
Yeah, we need to figure out who are the guys. People are mentally unstable. Oh, it's so scary.
All right, here we go. We got questions coming in. Very good.
Oh, this isn't our final question, but Olga, I think I saw you asked when our move-in date is for our new little cutie house, and it is this Sunday. Whoa! I'm so excited to be rid of these stairs. I hate them. And it's not even just because I'm very pregnant. It's because I'm pregnant and have a toddler. And I have to carry him up them because he's very needy and wants me to carry him up and down, up and down. And I'm just like, yeah.
I read that one and got a little bit nervous.
What?
This one.
Oh my You're so ridiculous.
Kennedy, I read your comment and it took me a second.
<He's so weird>.
Morgan, did you ever find a rug?
I need 4 rugs, you guys. That's the issue. It's like everyone's sending me these options of like, go buy at Ross. And I'm like, all right. So I went and looked at Ross. Okay, their prices aren't bad, but the problem is I need 4. So
oh, man, that's gonna...
4 8x10s, that's like $500 right there and then.
It's going to bleed us dry.
Bleed us dry.
Can you just cut one big rug into 4 pieces? Come on, dude. It's going to bleed us dry.
So stupid.
Do they sell them at Goodwill? We probably don't want to get like...
Absolutely not. We're not getting a rug from Goodwill.
Dead bugs. Morgan, I think... Kennedy. Kennedy, I appreciate that you gave examples that cleared things up for me. Wait for Wayfair. They're having an 80% sale soon.
Ooh. Okay.
Thank you, Crimson Rose. Crimson. All right, Morgan, I like this question. I want you all weighing in. Morgan, pull it up. Oh, Olga, that's a good question too. Okay, that's actually really funny because they're kind of similar questions. Morgan, you get to pick. It's between Olga's and Abby's. Abby says that one.
Okay.
And Olga says that one.
Okay, that's funny because I saw Olga's and wanted to do that as well. Abby's, yours is good too, but... I have too many that I could probably answer, so we'll go with Olga's for
all
tonight.
Right. Thank you guys for writing in, you all.
If you could have a lifetime supply of something, what would it be?
And don't say money. Money cannot be your answer.
Rugs.
In the comment section, a lifetime supply of something, what could it be? Morgan, I tasted what it was like No pun intended. I tasted what it was like to have a lifetime supply of something when I went to the Chick-fil-A grand opening.
Oh, no. Okay, I thought you were going to say steak, but...
Well, no. I went there, and I was with a couple people and got, like, however many...
Yeah.
30 day, like, consecutive days where I could go and get free Chick-fil-A something.
Yeah.
And so I was like, this is what it's like to have free something for life. And it was brilliant.
Did you love it?
I really enjoyed it.
30 days, huh?
You know I'm frugal, and it really was awesome.
You didn't get tired of the food?
I really liked it. I kind of...
Did you change things up, or?
I don't think it gave me a lot of options, but I knew I could go in and get lunch for free every day.
Boring.
Okay, well, we're waiting for your answer, Missy.
Honestly, I don't know. Berries. I got kids.
You're saying that my free Chick-fil-A is boring and you say berries?
We would probably save so much money if we had
a lifetime supply
of berries.
You are thinking like a bona fide mother.
That's what I am.
You've come a long way, babe.
That or gas.
Wow, you are thinking practical.
And by gas, I mean that gas goes in my car, not gas in my belly.
Let me see what they're saying in the comments, and that will help me figure mine out.
Groceries? Would that be one? Could I do that? Honestly, groceries. If I can do that, like my grocery list, lifetime supply.
Yeah, that would be great. Mark Moore says Kenneth Copeland already has a lifetime supply of money. Oh, Grace says a lifetime supply of good health, and then you just croak. At like 110, you just croak, but you've had perfect health up till then. That's God. So far, that one's in the lead, Grace.
You're playing pickleball at 109 years old, and then 110.
I didn't catch a word of that. Because Cassie said, my husband looks over at me and says, Paul and Morgan, apparently I have a certain look while I listen.
Hopefully it's a smile on your face.
Hopefully, yeah.
Hopefully you're not like...
Now we need to know. Lily Perry says money. Lily, you're not allowed to say that.
Lily!
Abby says Greek yogurt. So she must really like Greek yogurt.
Okay, girl. Healthy.
Archon says, I had free Panera drinks for almost 2 years. That is actually pretty fun, but that's a lot of sugar you're
free
ingesting.
Free Panera drinks?
Free Panera drinks.
That's hilarious. Were you part of that like membership thing or something?
He says it was amazing. What was your go-to drink? The Archon. Gift cards, Jay Terrell says. Terrell.
But to where? What if they're like terrible places?
Yeah.
I guess books. You get to choose.
Christina says books. Free books all the time. That's a good one. Free groceries, linen clothes, oil. It's going to be luxury in a few years. Free grocery delivery, tacos, transportation. Car rides, flights, trains, etc. That's a good one.
Golf courses.
Hey, that's actually a good one. I could see that. Someone who loves the golf. Because you have to pay a lot.
Yeah, true.
A member. Grapes, Mark Moore says.
Grapes? I can make that happen for your work.
Jet skis, toilet paper, organic grass-fed beef. That might be mine,
nice.
Kennedy. I'm going to go with Kennedy's.
Okay.
Organic grass-fed beef. I would have free gas, good. Stephanie says. Good fruit is so expensive, Archon says. Oh, and then Jade agrees with your berries. Got to be practical these days. Tolls, Mark Moore. That's a great one from Mark Moore. Free tolls.
Tolls? Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Groceries. Lifetime supply of Costco groceries. What about those Costco guys? We're Costco guys. Have you seen that?
No.
On TikTok?
No, I do not have TikTok.
We're Costco guys. They've like gone super viral. And the dad is like, I want my double fudge chunk cookie. And the kid is like, I like the pizza or pizza rolls from Costco. No, chicken roll, something like a chicken wrap or something. Okay. The Archon says the obvious answer is steak. You can turn it into roast, burger, sausage, etc.
Wow, he also says, I would get the caffeine-charged drinks or black coffee. Those charged drinks were horrible for me. So much sugar. Yeah, those things are.
I would not want a lifetime supply of that stuff.
Apparently, it has more caffeine in one of those, like in a small one of those, than like a Red Bull or something. Like a woman, I think, literally had a heart attack from drinking one of those and died. It's not funny. A girl, like a young woman.
Are you sure you're not spreading misinformation?
It's possible that I am.
Kind of like the way they did with Prime.
But I think I saw someone post that article and I was like, wow.
They tried to say that Prime was leading to certain people's really serious health conditions.
Prime.
And then it kind of was like,
I mean, I believe
it.
It
was kind of debunked. There's no
kind of debunked.
No misinformation here, you guys. We are not sure on these statistics.
Yes, I think two people did have heart attacks from the energy drink at Panera Bread.
Mm-hmm. Who said that?
No, it's true. I think a college student died. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man.
She had multiple.
What? Are you okay?
I don't know what stories are true. I'm seeing people chiming in. I don't know. I don't know. What's up, Susanna Ann? Glad you made it for just a bit.
Didn't someone die from those? Yeah, see, I'm not making this up.
Oh. Well, Archon, you dodged a bullet, my friend.
I mean, glad you stopped.
I'm glad you away from those.
Whew. Man. All right. On that note.
You had to bring that up. Well, the thing going around with Prime was like someone was drinking a lot, and because of the certain like plastics or something, it like gave someone leukemia or something. Something like
Prime?
That. Prime? I don't know. But that was allegedly, and then it like more stuff came out where it wasn't as bad as what this TikTok lawyer. Never trust the TikTok lawyer.
Oh goodness, are they even real lawyers? No, they're faking it.
Oh. All right, guys. Love you all. Thanks for being here with us. Really enjoyed the show.
Yep.
Morgan, thank you for being here at 8 months pregnant.
Yep.
I'm going to give you a back scratch.
Yay.
Love you guys. Last thing I'm going to say is I'm not trying to move on to the next 24 hours with yet, because I still want people like watching Sister Cindy's. I think it's a really good one.
Yeah.
All I'm going to say is the next one is about to get real.
Get ready.
Patrons know what I'm talking about. All right, guys. Love you all. Be blessed. God bless you. Stay in the word and delight in the law of the Lord. Meditate on that. Meditate on the things of God. Yes. In Jesus' name, amen. All right.
Amen.
Peace out, guys. Morgan, you got that patron roll?
Mm-hmm.
Is this one updated?
No.
We need to update our patron
roll. Sorry, patrons.
We will get our patron roll updated. So this one, if you're not on there, that's why. But love you guys. Love our patrons. Bye, guys.
Have hope.
And be free. Hey, guys. As you may have noticed, we get very few brand deals. A big reason for that is because we make unashamedly Christian content.
We've had brand deals taken away from us because people who don't like us reach out to them and demand that they cancel us.
Due to the fact that we stand on what the Bible says and we don't conform to culture.
Which is why our patrons, the names you see here, are so important.
You guys really are the lifeblood of this ministry. We could not do it without you all.
If you guys believe in this content and you want to partner with us on Patreon, go to patreon.com/PaulandMorganShow or click the link in the description.
Go team. That was the one.